By the way, those ferns are poison, Ellie said, walking into his room. But did you notice anything about the rooms, Alan?
They changed the plans.
I think so, yes.
She moved around the room.
The windows are small, she said, and the glass is tempered, set in a steel frame. The doors are steel clad. That shouldn't be necessary. And did you see the fence when we came in?
Grant nodded. The entire lodge was enclosed within a fence with bars of inch-thick steel. The fence was gracefully landscaped and painted flat black to resemble wrought iron, but no cosmetic effort could disguise the thickness of the metal or its 12-foot height.
I don't think the fence was in the plans either, Ellie said. It looks to me like they've turned this place into a fortress.
Grant looked at his watch.
We'll be sure to ask why, he said. The tour starts in 20 minutes.
When dinosaurs ruled the earth. They met in the visitor building, 2 stories high and all glass, with exposed black anodized girders and supports. Grant found it determinedly high-tech. There was a small auditorium, dominated by a robot Tyrannosaurus Rex, poised menacingly by the entrance to an exhibit area labeled When Dinosaurs Ruled the Earth. Farther on were other displays, What is a Dinosaur? And The Mesozoic World. But the exhibits weren't completed. There were wires and cables all over the floor. Gennaro climbed up on the stage and talked to Grant, Ellie, and Malcolm, his voice echoing slightly in the room. Hammond sat in the back, his hands folded across his chest.
We're about to tour the facilities, Gennaro said. I'm sure Mr. Hammond and his staff will show everything in the best light. Before we go, I wanted to review why we are here, and what I need to decide before we leave. Basically, as you all realize by now, this is an island in which genetically engineered dinosaurs have been allowed to move in a natural park-like setting, forming a tourist attraction. The attraction isn't open to tourists yet, but it will be in a year. Now, my question for you is a simple one. Is this island safe? Is it safe for visitors? And is it safely containing the dinosaurs?
Gennaro turned down the room lights.
There are 2 pieces of evidence which we have to deal with. First of all, there is Dr. Grant's identification of a previously unknown dinosaur on the Costa Rican mainland. This dinosaur is known only from a partial fragment. It was found in July of this year, after it supposedly bit an American girl on a beach. Dr. Grant can tell you more later. I've asked for the original fragment, which is in a lab in New York, to be flown here so that we can inspect it directly. Meanwhile, there is a 2nd piece of evidence. Costa Rica has an excellent medical service, and it tracks all kinds of data. Beginning in March, there were reports of lizards biting infants in their cribs, and also, I might add, biting old people who were sleeping soundly. These lizard bites were sporadically reported in coastal villages from Ismalaya to Punta Arenas. After March, lizard bites were no longer reported. However, I have this graph from the Public Health Service in San Jose of infant mortality in the towns of the West Coast earlier this year. I direct your attention to 2 features of this graph, Gennaro said. First, infant mortality is low in the months of January and February, then spikes in March, then it's low again in April. But from May onward, it is high, right through July, the month the American girl was bitten. The Public Health Service feels that something is now affecting infant mortality.